A survey carried out by the Czech Statistical Office reveals that living standards have improved substantially in the Czech Republic, Hospodářské noviny reports. According to the poll, the number of households who held a privately owned flat rose to 18% in 2005, up from just 2% in the mid-1990s. The survey also found that one of the indicators of better living standards was an increased demand for electrical appliances. The number of households with personal computers, for instance, was 42% in 2005, up from a mere 2% shortly after the Velvet Revolution. One downside of an increase in the standard of living and a concomitant rise in consumer spending appears to be that more people are facing financial problems. 20% of households reported that they found it difficult to repay loans, and 10% said they could not heat their homes properly due to a lack of funds.
A new poll of politicians and managers indicates that they feel clerks at Czech ministries and other central state offices take bribes most frequently. The poll conducted by research institute Donath Burston Marsteller asked 1,200 elected politicians and managers where corruption was most likely to be found in the Czech Republic. Besides believing that corruption is most likely among clerks in the civil service, the majority of respondents also felt that large Czech companies were to blame for the majority of bribes that are paid. Those polled agreed that corrupt practices were most widespread in the building industry and the awarding of public tenders. They also said that they thought the level of corruption in the country was the same as it had been in 2001.
Czech uranium has started to attract foreign investors again, despite recent plans to wind up uranium mining in the country. As energy demands around the world increase, global uranium prices have grown 7 times over in the past 10 years. The Czech state-run uranium mine Diamant extracts 300 tons of uranium a year. It has now said it would like to find a partner who would invest over 250 million Czech crowns in geological research to find new uranium deposits. Any potential expansion of uranium mining in the country would need government approval before it could go ahead.
The Czech Republic's new electronic road toll system has so far registered around 110,000 lorries on Czech roads from about 50 countries to date, according to data from Austria's Kapsch firm, which operates the system. Domestic hauliers from the Czech Republic account for nearly half of all lorries registered. The new system was introduced at the start of the year using electronic monitoring devices. It charges trucks and other vehicles over 12 tons in weight a charge according to how many kilometres they travel on Czech motorways. Around 316 million Czech crowns, or roughly $14.5 million, have been raised by the tolls since January 1st.
And finally, the national air carrier Czech Airlines has said that the closure of Prague's Ruzyně Airport due to heavy snow on Wednesday and Thursday cost it 30 million crowns or $1.3 million in lost sales. The air carrier had to cancel 98 flights because of the closed airport. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the airport said that it spent over 1 million crowns or $45,000 removing more than 160,000 tons of snow. The inclement weather shut the airport down for a total of 30 hours, its longest closure in 15 years.